The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
My next guest is Twisted Doodles. Well, that's how she's known on Instagram, and it's also how she's known on the cover of her new book, The Newborn Identity: Revelations from the First Year of Parenting. Maria Boyle, thank you very much for joining us. Why Twisted Doodles?
Because I wanted to hide my own name. Was just something that happened. I wanted something that somebody else on the internet hadn't taken.
Explain the Twisted Doodles that you do in the Instagram. Explain them, because there's lots of them in the illustrations in the book, but tell us a little bit about how you developed them.
So I have enjoyed comedy for a long time, and I've also enjoyed art. And the drawings aren't quite as twisted as my name says, so I kind of feel it's like false advertising. So I tend to draw cartoons about my day-to-day life. I draw things about culture, Irish politics, Irish whatever's going on in the zeitgeist, in the hopes of being noticed.
And it has got you noticed, but particularly for the time since you've had your twins.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what the book is about, the newborn identity. But it's your own identity, it is supposed to a certain extent, and how it develops at a time when you're looking after these twins that had been born.
Yeah, so I was approached and they asked people who actually make books, about what I wanted to do a book about. And my identical twin girls were maybe a year and a half, almost two at that stage. And I was very much in the parenting sphere. So I had drawn cartoons about parenting. So I said I wanted to do a book about that. But I'd also kept a diary, mostly kind of for myself, about what had happened, because I knew eventually I'd, you know, forget. So much happens in the first year. So the book ended up being a mixture of the cartoons and that.
How did you get time to keep a diary while you're trying to look after twins?
Well, like, I wasn't writing Anna Karenina, you know, it was, you know, like, I could spend like 5 minutes writing a short diary entry or 15, and, you know, still kind of manage everything else. For me, writing is a way of processing things. Like, you can have a conversation writing and you can talk about topics that are hard. Whereas if you're talking to somebody, they might stop you or they might say, are you okay? But when you're writing, you're just talking to yourself. So that's why I find writing good.
And many people, particularly people who are suggesting meditation and mental health, are suggesting journaling is a very, very good way. Just taking even just that few minutes to write down your thoughts, that it does create that space for yourself to actually comprehend what's going on in your life and to give yourself a certain degree of freedom from it.
Yeah, I think it's like, it's one of those things that if you write something, it's almost a little bit like releasing it. And my background is science, so sometimes when I'm writing about things, I'm trying to explain them, you know, to myself or to like an unseen reader, because I want to know what's happening to me. It's not, you know, me trying to gatekeep what I'm feeling. It's like, I want to know what's actually happening to me.
And making a laugh out of it with the cartoons as well, to give yourself a laugh at some of the times when it might be tough.
Well, I would say the cartoons and writing, one of the ways that I use humour is to connect to people. And I guess also because I'm from Donegal, we use humour as a way of dealing with things, because if something bad happens to you and you can make a joke about it, it sort of puts a spark in the darkness, or gives you kind of maybe a feeling of control over a situation.
Because one of the things you did have to deal with was postnatal depression, and you deal with that in the book.
Yeah. So I wasn't expecting, I don't think anyone really expects postnatal depression. And it's not like one of those things that, you know, nothing had really happened to me in my life. Like, one of the things I mentioned in the book is I had cancer when I was 15, and so the postnatal depression thing just kind of crept up on me, and I ended up writing about it as I was going through it, because I was trying to get a handle on it. And I ended up seeing my GP and seeing a counsellor, and I was put on medication. And me writing was a way for me to, I think, understand it, and I think also a record that I was changing, or at least I wasn't, that was a low point, so at least I was moving away from it.
Tell me a little bit about getting cancer as a teenager and how that then informs your life afterwards. Is there a sense of relief that you've come through it? Does it make you think, change your attitude to the things that you will do in your life?
So the type of cancer that I had was malignant melanoma, and I had stage 3C for all you cancer buffs out there. So the thing about having melanoma, and I suppose, you know, for a lot of people who maybe have cancer, it tends to be you get cancer and then you have whatever surgery. I had surgery and then I had treatment, and then they go, it's been 5 years, and then it's been 10 years. And one of the things I say in the book is that one of the reasons that maybe I thought I couldn't have kids because of the treatment. And then part of me thought I shouldn't have kids, because nobody tells you your cancer is not going to come back. Like, nobody says this is the point you need to start living your life. Like, there's no communication like that. So for me, I wanted my life to mean something. So I went into science and I went into research. And I think it's one of the reasons that maybe, you know, people say I do like a lot. And maybe it's one of the things, that reasons I do that, because I want my life to mean something.
So then you thought that you might not be able to have children. Mm. Then you have the children. And then, and that can happen to anyone, you're hit by postnatal depression. How did you deal with that then?
I recognised that I had it. Luckily, I have a very supportive husband, which is also, that's the reason, he's actually on the cover of the book because he plays such a big part in it. And I have a good relationship with my GP, and I had been seeing a counsellor previously, and it wasn't because of any, you know, major thing in my life. It's like one of the things I said in the book, it was just because things could have been better. And it sort of turned out that, you know, maybe having cancer when you're 15, and it does sort of mess you up a little bit. So I kind of went back to her. And I also was put on antidepressants, which is something I didn't want to do.
Because it did strike me that if you do face cancer at such a young age, when you have your whole life ahead of you, what does it do to your sort of outlook about the future and the fear of mortality, which most teenagers never think anything bad can happen to them?
Yeah.
They just get on with things.
Well, you realize you can die.
Which most teenagers don't.
Yeah. Like, it's kind of, it's almost like, it's almost like seeing behind a veil and just being like, oh, there's this other world. And the other thing is, when you're dealing with cancer and you're getting treatment of cancer, and I realize how many times I'm saying cancer right now, but you are put in touch with people who have it, and sometimes they die, and then you wonder why they died and you didn't. And it does, you know, you can't really talk to the people in school about it, because they don't really want to hear about it, because they want to. Nobody wants to talk about cancer. It's almost like saying the word. It's almost like the word Voldemort, and I can't even pronounce it, in the Harry Potter books, that like saying it is almost like inviting it into your life. But it's in so many people's lives. Like, one in three people are going to be affected by it at some stage. Like, in the book, my dad gets it. Like, he gets a different type of it. So it becomes like it's a thing that's there, you know?
Something else that happened, and I mean, this is the book which is full of very humorous cartoons.
Oh, I know, we're making
this. And we're making it sound like it's all depressing, which it isn't, far from that. But there is something else that did strike me, and I think this will resonate with a lot of people. You also face the situation when your twins are 4 months old, you're actually given an eviction notice by your landlord because he wanted the house for other reasons. Now, the stress of actually having two small babies and then suddenly that you have to go and find somewhere else to live, I can only imagine that is enormous.
So the house that we were living in previously, and I do mention this in the book, we had to leave that house because they were putting it up for sale. And the house that we ended up moving into, I knew my landlord. So he said that he was intending to sell the house, and then we realised that we had to move out. And I will say, in fairness, he let us hang on there for as long as possible, and it got very, very, very strained between us. I'm really sorry if he's listening to this. I really appreciate what happened, but it was terrible, because I had this idea in my head that we could rent forever. But after two goes where the landlord said they're selling the house, I just realised that we couldn't. And, you know, we both work. We couldn't afford the deposit on our own. Our families helped. Like, you know, I'm from Donegal. My husband's parents my husband's from Finglas and his parents were selling their house. So they helped us and my parents helped us. And it's depressing to get to 30 and realize you don't have enough to get a deposit together. We were priced out of the area we were living in because we went to like loads and loads of house viewings, and it becomes this like weird thing where you put down an offer and like some unseeing force outbids you. So it's like it's an incredibly stressful situation. Meanwhile, my babies had no idea. They thought we were fine.
Which they wouldn't for anything. How old are they now?
3.5.
And you're spending as much time, are you, on Instagram, doing your cartoons, everything?
No, I am actually parenting my children.
But you can still do the cartoons at the same time. The book is a beautifully produced book. It's Twisted Doodles, The Newborn Identity, Revelations from the First Year of Parenting. Thank you very much, Maria Boyle, for joining us on The Last Word on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.